Title: 2025 Year in Review. Gary Binford's Most Powerful Voices for Faith, Freedom, and Truth. By Jeff Bayard, ghostwriter and editorial content manager, Virginia Christian Alliance. From spiritual warriors to constitutional defenders, Gary Binford brought America's boldest truth-tellers to United Patriots Uprising in 2025. Here are the moments that mattered most. What a year 2025 has been. From the tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk to the relentless assault on faith and freedom, America faced tests that demanded courage, clarity, and conviction. Throughout it all, Gary Binford gathered the voices we needed most: pastors, patriots, physicians, and prophetic voices calling the nation back to biblical truth and constitutional order. This is part one of our 2025 Year in Review, featuring powerful clips from 12 unforgettable conversations. These aren't just soundbites, they're battle cries for believers navigating a culture at war with God. Here are the key moments that defined the year. Relive the most powerful moments from 2025. Click play below to hear these champions of truth in their own words, and be inspired to stand even stronger in 2026. In memory, Charlie Kirk on defeating wokeism. Charlie Kirk, who was tragically assassinated in September 2025, appeared on United Patriots Uprising in June 2024. His warning about the woke agenda has only grown more urgent since his death. Wokeism is a mixture of nihilism, postmodernism, and deconstructionism, all blended together. The woke seek to complain until they control. They constantly complain that something is racist, bigoted, homophobic, or transphobic. Now give me the keys so I can control this place, and then they destroy it. Charlie understood that the woke don't build, they only destroy. His martyrdom serves as a sobering reminder that speaking truth in America now carries a cost. May we honor his memory by refusing to be silenced. Lucas Miles, honoring Christian martyrs. Turning Point USA faith director Lucas Miles didn't mince words when calling pastors to honor Charlie Kirk's sacrifice. Charlie was by far the most well-known Christian martyr in our generation. The church in Acts wouldn't have ignored their martyrs, they honored them. For a pastor to skirt this because they're afraid of division in their church? Shame on them. Miles reminded the American church that faithfulness requires courage, even when it's uncomfortable. Especially when it's uncomfortable. See full interview here. Ted Nugent, the gospel of self-reliance and sacred space rock legend and freedom fighter Ted Nugent joined Gary to talk about music, archery, and the spiritual disciplines that keep evil at bay. I've had a Ted Nugent camp for kids since 1989. We've graduated tens of thousands of boys and girls to be clean and sober, be conservationists, hunt, fish, trap, and balance the herd. They become hunters and fishermen and archers, and now the parents of the children in our current camps were the kids who came 35 years ago. Ted's message was clear. Godly disciplines create godly generations. Whether it's a bow, a guitar, or a Bible, find your sanctuary and defend it. See full interview here. Patriot Barbie. Looks don't define the message. Lindsey Graham, better known as the Patriot Barbie, explained how her unconventional appearance opens doors for the gospel that traditional Christians can't reach. I love that I don't fit the look. Liberals come up to me and start conversations. They look at me and assume I'm not a Bible-thumping, Jesus-loving Trump supporter. And then that allows me to reach them on a level they didn't expect. Lindsey proved that God uses the unexpected to reach the unreachable. Don't judge the messenger, judge the message. See full interview here. Dr. Robert Malone. Resist mass formation, rebuild community. mRNA vaccine pioneer Dr. Robert Malone warned that our greatest threat isn't just government overreach, it's social isolation and propaganda. The underlying precursor that has enabled all of this has been our social fragmentation and isolation. So the cure is easy to figure out. Live with other humans, make friends, build community, participate in communities of faith. Don't stay isolated behind your cell phone dealing with social media. Malone's prescription for freedom: community, truth-seeking, and personal responsibility. The antidote to tyranny is relationships rooted in reality. See full interview here. Professor Nicholas Giordano, the power of local engagement. Constitutional scholar Nicholas Giordano reminded Americans that our power lies not in passivity, but in participation. Members of Congress treat one phone call as 1,000 voters. One phone call. If people began calling their members to support or oppose legislation, members of Congress will listen if they're getting bombarded. In 2006, Americans crashed the Capitol Hill switchboard over amnesty, and the bill never passed. Giordano's challenge: stop signing petitions and start making calls. Passive activism doesn't work. Active citizenship does. See full interview here. Bishop E.W. Jackson, race as false religion. Bishop E.W. Jackson confronted the uncomfortable truth about identity politics in the Black Church. You tell me what your identity is, and I'll tell you what your God is. If you tell me, I'm a black man, then your true God is blackness. If you tell me, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, that's an entirely different thing. Too many black churches have turned race into a religion. Jackson's warning. When race becomes religion, the gospel becomes secondary. Your identity must be in Christ, not your skin color, not your political party. See full interview here. Chris Adamo. Rules for Defeating Radicals. Author and strategist Chris Adamo exposed the Alinsky playbook and how conservatives can finally fight back. Leftists never care about any cause they claim to champion. They just use the plight of others to get on moral high ground and advance their real agenda, the amassing of power. The Alinsky strategy only works on those who allow it. The minute you stand up to it, they lose all power over you. Adamo's battle plan. Stop playing defense. The left wins when we accept their premises. Reject the narrative and go on offense. See full interview here. Christina Bob. Defiant. Exposing the Mar-a-Lago raid. Attorney and author Christina Bob pulled back the curtain on the weaponization of justice under the Biden administration. The systematic abuse by Democrats of our justice system has to stop. And the only way it can stop is if they're prosecuted. If we stop now, they're still coming for us, and they're going to come harder. Bob's message. Accountability isn't optional. Justice delayed is justice denied. The weaponization must be exposed and punished. See full interview here. Virginia Prodan. Socialism's deadly deception. Human rights attorney and Romanian survivor Virginia Prodan warned Americans not to be deceived by socialism's promises. Socialism starts with lying and fear. They tell you they will bring heaven on earth, and they will bring hell. They promise equality for all, justice for the oppressed, a society free from poverty. But in reality, the socialist delivers equal misery for the people, richness for the elites, and power for them. For you and me, loss of individual liberty, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Virginia's plea. Wake up before it's too late. She lived under communism. America is heading down the same path. See full interview here. Kevin McGarry. Breaking free from the plantation. Author and speaker Kevin McGarry challenged black Americans to reject victimhood and embrace true freedom. If you say, I want to be free, but I love social justice, there's no such thing. If you're perfectly fine with being on the plantation and serving the exploits of the overlords, that's fine. But for all of us that really want to be free, there's only one way. Completely sever any ties with Marxism. McGarry's call. Freedom is binary. You're either enslaved to leftist ideology or you're free in Christ. Choose wisely. See full interview here. Psychiatrist Dr. Carol Lieberman explained why Trump hatred isn't just political, it's pathological. Trump derangement syndrome isn't just a joke. It's a legitimate psychological phenomenon. My formal diagnosis is an irrational, quasi-psychotic hatred of anything Trump, resulting in rage and over-the-top efforts to destroy him and his work. And it's not going away. People are refueling it, generating more anger. Dr. Lieberman's warning. The rage is real, and it's dangerous. This isn't politics. It's spiritual warfare manifesting as mental illness. See full interview here. Key takeaways. Charlie Kirk's martyrdom reminds us that boldness comes at a cost, but silence costs more. The woke agenda destroys everything it touches. It's time to expose and resist it. Community and relationships are the antidote to mass formation and tyranny. Active citizenship, not passive complaining, changes policy. Race must never become religion. Our identity is in Christ alone. Socialism always lies. Its promises are poison wrapped in compassion. Lawfare must be prosecuted. Accountability is the only way to stop weaponized justice. Trump derangement syndrome is a spiritual battle manifesting as psychological breakdown. Find Gary Binford online. YouTube channel at Gary Binford 1969 podcast archive. United Patriots Uprising X, Twitter at Gary_Binford. Facebook, Gary Binford Truth Social at Gary Binford. Jeff Baird ghostwriter. Virginia Christian Alliance website content manager.